Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we like to say, the topic today is intuition, and quite specifically the topic today is that your intuition is you talking with you. And here is where we begin. There is no doubt whatsoever that since the beginning of the you that you know yourself to be, you have been in constant conversation with the you that you are becoming. Now, there are different names that could be given to that you that you are becoming. It could be called your higher self, your inner being. It could even be called the Holy Spirit. The you that you are becoming is also the you that you came from. It's the you that holds the idea of all of what you are wanting in its most profound expression, in its very best, most broadest, most delicious, most actualized possible expression. That you is the you that is always connected to source energy and has never forgotten who you really are. So that you, your inner being, you are in constant conversation with your inner being. Now, it's not like being in constant conversation with your friend or with your sibling or with your parent, because you're not really exchanging words, you're exchanging vibrational awareness. And it's very, very simple at its most basic level. Whenever you are thinking a thought that pulls you away or pinches you off or separates you from the you that you are becoming, from your inner being, from your higher self, you feel worse than where you were before you began to think the thought. Whenever you think a thought that brings you closer to the you that you are becoming, you feel better. We've said before that it's like a traffic signal, red light, green light. Red light meaning stop. This thought doesn't work for you. Green light meaning go. This thought works for you. It's like an on-off switch. It's like the light is on, the light is off. You could even think of it as being like the game of hotter and colder. The better you feel, the warmer you're getting, the closer you are to the thing that you are becoming, the expression that you're becoming, the experience that you are becoming. The cooler you get, the worse it feels, the further away you are from that. Now, in this constant conversation, which is vibrational in nature, feels better, feels worse, in this constant conversation, it's a dynamic conversation and it's constantly evolving. How you relate to this conversation is constantly changing. So, if for nothing else, we could say, what you are experiencing today as you listen to these words is an evolution of where you have been up to this point. It makes a lot of sense that you would find yourself here in this place, right here, right now. It makes a lot of sense that this is the you that you would become, considering the you that you have always been. It makes a lot of sense that right here, right now, you're right at the leading edge of your own experience. Even if you're listening to this recording for the 10th or 30th or 100th time, you're still at the leading edge of your own experience because you're always there. And your inner being is constantly telling you about the leading edge, and it's constantly showing you, if you go in this direction, if you follow this thought, this is what is leading you to more and more and more of what you are wanting. Now, the purpose of intuition, which is exactly what we're talking about here, it serves one purpose and one purpose alone. It answers your question, and your question can be have many different aspects to it. It can be multidimensional, But essentially, your question is this: how do I get from here to there? And here is where you believe yourself to be, and there is where you want to be. So it's the you that you are wanting to become. Now, in that you that you are wanting to become, there are the experiences that you're wanting to have, the kinds of relationships that you're wanting to have, the qualities and characteristics in those relationships that you want to have, the objects that you want to possess or experience or have in your awareness, the places you want to go, the things you want to say, the people you want to say them to, all the different versions and qualities and characteristics of anything at all that you can imagine is in that you that you are becoming. We've also referred to this as your vibrational warehouse. It's like a vast place where everything that you have ever wanted, and only the wanted aspects of those things, can be found. Your intuition is always leading you to the physical manifestation, in whatever form that may be, and the realization vibrationally of everything that is in your vibrational warehouse. Your inner being, in a way we could say, is sorting out your vibrational warehouse on your behalf. And your intuition, as you follow it, as you follow the thoughts that feel better, is leading you again and again and again to this place. So it's a really, really juicy place to go. It's a wonderful place to visit. It's an amazing place to be. And as we continue in these conversations, we'll be talking more and more and more about your vibrational warehouse so that you become more and more familiar with the you that you are becoming, including the fact that it's constantly increasing and constantly expanding and constantly becoming more of what it is. Law of Attraction sees to that. Law of Attraction is how all of this gets sorted out. But it is your intuition, it is the following of what feels better to you right in the moment that allows you to have the most efficient and the most expedient and the very best possible experience that you are capable of having at any given moment from where you are. So when we say the thought that feels better, that can manifest in several different ways. The obvious thing, of course, is that it literally is a thought that feels better. It's a thought that as you're thinking it, you feel better in the thinking of it. But it can also express itself through the words that you speak or the words that you write. And as you speak these words or as you write these words, they feel better as you are speaking them, as you are writing them. And as we go through this series of conversations with you, we'll be talking with you again and again and again and helping you fine-tune your ability to pay attention to what feels better as you're thinking it, as you're saying it, and of course, as you're acting on it. Your role here, not just in this conversation, but your role here as the being of light that you are, coming forth into physical manifestation through the idea of the you that you call yourself. Your role here is to decide what you want. That is the single most important role that you have. You have tools such as your imagination, your sensory awareness, your references to the past. Anything at all that you can bring into your experience, you have available to you. And it is your job to decide what it is that you want. And as you're deciding what you're wanting, your intuition immediately is available to you to show you, go here, do this, speak to this person, go in this direction, follow this train of thought. There's no appreciable delay in you deciding, I will have this, and then your intuition immediately showing you what is next for you in relationship to the wanted thing. But we want you to remember that because you are the one who decides, you are not the one who is being led around by the nose, as though you were following a wagon train and you were just one of the mules hitched to the wagon. You are the one who is deciding where this train goes. You are the one who is deciding, this is what I will have. And your intuition serves you. Your intuition is not there to show you what to do because somehow or another you are incapable or unintelligent or uncreative or somehow disconnected from the true source of your being. Your intuition is the fulfillment of the idea that you are indeed source energy and manifestation. And your intuition is constantly leading you through this constant conversation that you're having with your inner being to greater and greater and greater expression of the manifested version of the inner being that you are. We are so looking forward to all of the different ways in which these conversations will be playing out over the next several days, and we are so very, very delighted, so very delighted indeed, to be connecting with each and every one of you in all of the ways that we are doing now and will be doing in the future. And as we like to say, we are quite honored and quite pleased to be here with you. And until the next time that we are able to connect with you in whatever way that may be, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.